Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Back, you know.
Oh yeah, we don't go away. We are regulars, clockwork. And yeah, there you are again. There you are
again. Sitting there, I can see you now, sitting there in your tracksuit trousers, scratching.
Just looking through your phone and your bank statements to see how much got in there. Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Can I sign up to the Barry Angelos Patreon account and actually pay for this content, is what you're thinking? Nah.
I'll just flick off onto TikTok in a minute. Fuck them, you know.
Fuck it. I'll just listen to this for another 10 years without dipping my hand in the pocket.
Okay.
They've got nothing better to do.
No, they've got nothing better to do. Giving up the whole day to do this, the stuff I could have been doing today.
Good. I've got a sink to plumb in.
Yeah, do you know that?
Plumbing in a sink, and I can't plumb, so I rung up Charlie Mullins. I says, you come and plumb in this sink, you know. And he has a look at the sink, and he says, where do you want it going, this sink? I says, stick it in the kitchen. He says, is that where you want it? I says, yes, I do want it in the kitchen, you know. Are you sure? I says, Charlie, I need to stick this sink in the kitchen. I've got a kitchen sink. He goes, yeah, but I think this will look better in the bathroom. I says, I've got a sink in the bathroom, Charlie.
Yeah.
He says, I haven't got a sink in the kitchen. He says, oh, it's such a shame because I think this will look better in the bathroom.
I've got
a metal sink. I says, well, what are you talking about? He says, yeah, but I like the abattoir look in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you've gone off your rocker.
What, stainless steel?
He says, I probably have gone off my rocker, actually.
That's what they like to do. Is that, oh, it's my game. I know all about it. Oh, it's my game. What do you know? You're only a punter. He comes round. I said, I think we got a little bit of trouble flushing the toilet upstairs. The stack pipe is blocked or something. Yeah, he goes, nah. He's like, you know, what is it? The stack pipe is. I said, So he says, no, you don't. No, look, this is a problem. People think they know something. I said, all right, what's the problem? He says, let me have a look. I don't like your arrogance, you know.
No,
so Margaret was busting for number two, you see, at the time. She was in the bedroom having a lie down. I said, you can't do that because Charlie's about to have a look in the stack pipe from the toilet.
She's got to lie down on the bed, is it? Because that stops it coming down.
She said, shall I use the one with the macerator downstairs? I said, fuck me, powered off the national grid to get that when you've been. So anyway, she's She's up, so she's going, oh, Barry, is he nearly done? I thought, no. I said, are you nearly done? He goes, am I nearly done? Everyone's an expert. So as he had the stack pipe open, he's looking at it. I got her out of bed and I ran her to the book and I shoved her on it. And poor old Charlie down the bottom, you know. I said, so I went, looked out the toilet window, I went, that is show. It is a stack pipe, isn't it?
Yeah.
He sort of laughed, you know.
No, well, he's probably used to it. He said, the amount of stories he said to me where he's gone to these places and he's having a look at the pipe work and all that.
Yeah.
And he's got absolutely covered in muck, you know.
Yeah.
He says, he says, I've had muck all over me. He says, and I've had it all between my toes. And he says, I've had it all up my fingers and all that stuff. He says, he says, you kind of get used to it, you know. I says, you can't get used to that. He says, oh, no, I got used to it. In the end, I wouldn't say I like it, but I don't mind it, you know. And then he pulled off his boiler suit, like down there.
Yeah.
And then he showed me he's got this tattoo right there on the back of his shoulder of just two little turds. And I says,
it's madness.
I says, what's that? He says, they're not potatoes, are they? He went, no, they're turds. And he says, it just reminds me of, you know, the job that I love, you know? I says, I probably start, you know.
Have you seen his book he's got out at Waterstones?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Pimley Poo Plumbers. It's called.
Oh, good God. And it's just photographs of turds, isn't it? Unusual.
Pimley Poo Pummers by Charlie Jobbins, he calls it. It's disgusting. Yeah, well,
it's just a mouthpiece. It's just one big advert for the company.
It's a puff piece. It's Random House, what do they think they're doing?
I wrote to the publisher.
You wrote to him, didn't you, Barry?
Yeah, go on. I says, look, I was in Waterstones the other day in Hatton Garden.
Yeah.
I went up to the counter expecting to see an array of wonderfully funny, witty little books for the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I saw what is described as the ultimate bathroom book is Charlie Mullen's Book of Poo. And I'm like, I was so taken aback by it. I had to flick through it. It's just photographs of turds.
Yeah.
And in the centre pages is an enormous turd photographed all on the floor. You can tell it's floor because of tiling. And next to it is a 10-pence piece, just for perspective. It's disgusting. And I don't know why you got it on your counter to be sold. There's no one wants to see that, nor needs to see.
Either. But you see him at any of these do's. He's hobnobbing with the likes of Angela Rippon, Right Said Fred, Greg Wallace, all the hoi polloi. And he's got all these amusing stories about stools he's seen over the years in Stack Button. Yeah. Everyone's looking at each other, fucking hell, what's the matter with him? Oh, yeah, I've seen the lot. You know, it's not acceptable. All right, he's broken through the glass ceiling and he's in celebrity. But I dare say, you know, when he went up to the palace to meet, they'd done one of them Cool Britannia things. And, they're all their Mullins, all the greats, you know, Kim Woodburn and all that. And Camilla come round and he's like, you know, full of it, you know.
Listen.
What? You've got to go.
Yeah, got to go now.
Oh, Christ.
I think we're okay. We're just here to let you know to come over to www.patreon.com/AngelosAndBarryShow. £2 a month, for Christ's sake.
And if you come over, we'll tell you the rest about Charlie Munch. But don't buy that book. Don't be silly.
And no one should be profiting off of other people's muck.
Bye-bye.
He hasn't got any release forms to show that stuff. It's all illegal. It's illegal.
It's illegal what he's doing. It's all right.
Literally muckraking. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Where there's bye-bye. Muck, there's brass. Literally. All right. Okay. See you next bye-bye. Time. See you, Patreon. Get on with it.